Hey girl, if you have a messy bun, leggings on, and you've reheated your coffee 3 times today, and your to-do list is longer than you can even imagine, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Stacey Crown. I'm a mom of 3, a passionate faith-based life and business coach, running after toddlers, picking and dropping kids off at school and practice, and I've probably forgot to switch the laundry again. Needless to say, I am in the thick of it with you, sister. Some episodes will be all about mom life, and some are going to be about digging deeper in your faith. Some are going to be business related, but all episodes will make you feel a little more normal and a lot less alone in this juggle that we call life. I want to remind you that you're so loved, you are so worthy, and that you're more than enough. Let's jump in. Hey, welcome back to the She Is Called podcast. I'm so excited to be with you today, just filling up your airwaves, giving you all the love. Maybe you are folding laundry because you have multiple children. Maybe you are taking a walk or working out. Maybe you're taking a bath. I don't know, but I'm so excited. I give you a virtual hug. Warm up your coffee, throw some ice cubes in it. That's how I like to drink mine because I can't drink warm coffee because it never stays warm, and throw your hair into a messy bun because we are going to talk today all about collaboration versus competition. And I keep hearing this phrase that I'm going to share in just a second. I keep hearing this phrase over and over and over in conversations with the women that I'm around, which also affirms that I'm around the right women who are supportive and encouraging, who love and care for the things that I'm doing and bringing to this world, and who honestly just want me to be the best version of me. And it hasn't always been that way. It's not always been, you know, sunshine and roses with friendships. And I come from a very long background of network marketing where it can feel very, and I know in any part of your life, it can feel very competitive, especially with social media when we're sharing all the things that we're doing and buying and being and traveling. And we just bought a new house. We bought a new dog. We bought a new cat. We bought a new car. We're pregnant again. Like all of the big announcements, right? Which can oftentimes leave you feeling like you're not doing enough or like your life isn't good enough. And there was a season of my life where it was like nothing was working out for me. And I would see these posts from people, or they would tell me their news, and I would just feel like, this like pit of jealousy in my stomach. And obviously I've grown out of that because I realized it's not about them. It's about me and how I receive this special information, this good information. I can imagine that for someone who is, you know, wanting to get married or wanting to have a child, and they see all of these pregnancy posts, like you can feel jealous in the moment. You can feel like, oh my God, why isn't it happening for me? Or for me, it was people getting teaching jobs back in the day when all I wanted was to get a teaching job and I literally couldn't find one. And it almost felt like, why me? Right? And those are just a few examples I can think of to kind of help you relate to where this episode is going. I'm sure that there's been many times when you yourself have logged into Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, whatever you're using. Can you believe I've never had a TikTok? Just haven't had one, never wanted one. But I know, I feel like I've been living under a rock for the past, 3-4 years? But I love it because I don't have to sit and scroll. I do that on Instagram instead. But here's what I want to tell you. You're not alone if you are in a season that you feel like everyone, things are happening for other people. Maybe they just bought their house, they got married, they got engaged, all of these different things. And maybe you just are sitting there and you just got divorced or you just got, you know, I don't even know. Maybe you're downsizing because you just can't, because the world is crazy. I don't know your story or your situation, but I do know that we serve a God who does know your story and whatever season that you're walking through right now, that He's on the other side of it with abundance and glory and infinite just goodness. And if you place your heart in Him, not of the things of this world, then you'll be able to see all of that beauty. Now, I will tell you that a huge portion of me feeling and seeing the world this way, of being happy for other people, even when my life wasn't going good, does have a big portion, you know, to do with my faith. Because when God is your happiness, and he's your source of love and encouragement, and that he reminds you that you are good enough, then you always are good enough. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of house you live in or how big it is or how small it is or what, you know, if you have a new phone or all of those little tiny materialistic things, all of that kind of just washes away. And all of a sudden you feel like the Lord is the only thing that can fill you. And it makes things so much easier and happier for when you see other people have good news. But here's another part that the competition part of your life, maybe you, I remember this being specifically like in like my mid 20s, early 30s, when I was hustling, working to build a life for us that I knew only my career could do for us, and having kids and getting married and all the things. And I remember my girlfriend calling me and she was like, oh my gosh, we just got, you know, we got an offer on our house and our offer got accepted. And for the first time in a long time, I was like, oh yes, I'm so excited for them. I'm so happy for them. And here's the phrase that I want to tell you that I love hearing from women in conversation, and I've heard it so much, and this is why I wanted to do a podcast about this, because I think that this should be a phrase that you add into your vocabulary when you're talking to girlfriends, when you're talking to people who mean a lot to you in your life, or even people who don't. Say it to your enemies. It'll make them feel like, holy cow, what is she doing that I'm not doing that she can see the goodness in life? But I remember just telling her, I love that for you. My girlfriend just lost like 25 pounds. And instead of me being jealous and me hating on her and me whatever, I'm like, I love that for you. Your confidence is through the roof. You look amazing. You feel amazing. You've put the work in. I love that for you. And when you say the words, I love that for you, it's like you're silently cheering. Actually, not silently, but in your heart, it's like you actually are finding a place that cheers them on. You're supporting them and loving them and encouraging them. And it doesn't mean that you have to know them for a long time. I remember I sat down with my nail tech last week and we were just in conversation. She's like, oh my God, I love that for you. And I was like, oh, I love that for me too. And then she was saying something and I was like, I love that for you. It was like so much love just circling around this moment and around this conversation. And so I encourage you, next time that you're in a conversation with someone and you really can see the beauty in it or whatever it might be, I want you to think about, what can I tell them that makes them feel like, wow, I love that for you. Use the words, wow, I love that for you. Because I promise you, no matter if it's a voice message, no matter if you're in person, if it's over text message, that's like, yes, it's all coming together. And I'm so excited that it is. And it just, it reminds people that like, wow, I'm surrounded by amazing, amazing women. So I encourage you to use that phrase. I encourage you to throw it around when it's appropriate. I'm so excited to see you be able to spread the love and the joy and the mercy and the grace that God often extends, well, every day, 24/7 extends to us. Because sometimes in life, it's really hard to feel like you're encouraged and you're loved and you're supported. But I also want to tell you that it starts with you. It can start with you. Turning those friendships around that feel like they're competitive, it can start with you. Use that phrase. Making sure that people feel like, ooh, I love it. Like, you see all these people collaborating on social media, it's because they aren't in competition with each other. They love it. So my friends in business, find someone that you can collaborate with, not just to like mooch on their networks or to steal information from them or anything like that, but someone who truly inspires you, and reach out to them and be like, hey, we should do a class together. We should do a course together. We should do this together, that together. I would love that for us if we could both see success. It's not that you're in competition with someone. It's that you're looking at their success and you're like, yes, girl, do it. Go for it. And that's honestly why I love doing what I do, because business coaching is so something that I'm just so passionate about. And I love being your small business hype girl. Like, oh, it makes me so happy. No matter if you're a photographer, a hairstylist, a branding coach, a any style, like lifestyle coach, a interior designer, like whatever you do in life, I love it. If you're bringing an extra stream of income, I don't care if it's network marketing, MLM, direct sales, I'm going to cheer for you because I know for me personally, that changed my life in great ways and in not so great ways. My hustle was awful. I think that there's definitely a pipeline and a stream of income that you can run after too, especially now when you see people burn out on network marketing. It's like, learn from us. You don't have to do what we did. You can get to where we went. You can lead and you can grow, but you don't have to be burnt out like I was, because that took me out of the game. If I knew now what I, or if I knew 2 years ago, 3 years ago, what I know now about setting boundaries, about taking calls or text messages only when I am in the office, like all of the things that I do now for my personal business, if I did that 2 years ago, I probably would still be making a huge income from where I was. But I will also say I'm very grateful for God bringing me out of that season, because he was like, no, I have bigger and better things for you. This season is over. And so no matter where you are today, no matter if you have a business or you want to have a business, or check out Launch 101 waitlist, I will drop it in the show notes. But no matter where you are or where you feel like maybe it's competition in the workplace, or competition with your husband, or competition in the gym, wherever that is and wherever it stems from, I just want to remind you that like you're doing amazing, that you're so worthy, you're so enough. And then as long as you have very, you know, you're rooting yourself in the word and you're rooting yourself with the love that Jesus has for us, that you can do anything, girlfriend. Send this to somebody who needs to be reminded that you love what they're doing in life, that you love seeing them reap all the things that they've harvested. You love and are cheering for them. That you're so excited for what God is doing in their life and what they are coming into alignment and agreement with in their life with God. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Until next time. Hey, wow, what a good episode. I would absolutely love if you shared with a friend, or maybe even just tag me on Instagram at @TheStacyCrown in your story so I can hear any of your aha moments or takeaways from this episode. If you're feeling called, I would absolutely love if you left me a review right here on Apple or Spotify, whichever one you're listening on. And lastly, would love to invite you into the space that I have made for women who want more and who just are called for more in life right on Facebook. It's called the She Is Called Community. You can find it right in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being a part of the She Is Called podcast. This all started as a little dream, and now we're here. Talk soon.